Angeles.
It's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
We're my man.
Chris Booker.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
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 Perez Hilton.
It's the PHP.
Hey guys, welcome to the PHP. I'm Booker. He's Perez. And how are you?
I would rather be sleeping right now. I like to be motherfucking honest, but I'm a slave to the schedule right now. And unfortunately, I'm doing like 12-hour days here in New York City. So I'm kind of out of pocket from 7:45 a.m. until 7:45, sometimes later in the evening.
I started at 5 this morning, so I'm kind of beat too.
Whatever. Enough about this, because that's boring as hell. Let's talk about something even more boring, shall we?
Okay.
Because I have gotten this into my head now, and I'm just going to do it. I've done it, actually. If you are adventurous enough, you can go to PerezBillboard.com.
Wow, we're doing it, huh?
That URL is alive. PerezBillboard.com. In case you missed us contemplating last week, we were talking about trying to raise money for a billboard in Los Angeles to promote the podcast. Just a stupid, funny, awesome stunt. We take this very seriously. We've never missed a damn fucking week in 2 years.
It's
okay,
true.
People? Not one week off in 2 years. Listen to this ad-free without interruption. We're not making any money off of this. I don't think it's crazy to ask people for a buck or more. If you are feeling very generous, go to PerezBillboard.com and donate $5, $10, $20. Depending on how much you donate, like if people donate more than a dollar or five, if people donate 10, 20 more, I'll personally like do stuff for them. I'll make videos. I'll leave voice messages.
Do you feel confident that we're not just going to raise $38? You know, that's what I'm worried about. Like 50 people go, yeah, I'll do it. And we end up with like $50. We need to set some parameters right here and right now.
What are the parameters?
What happens to their money if we don't raise enough money to get a billboard? Let's say we raise $1,500. Okay, that's not enough for a billboard.
Yeah, so we don't get their money. We're not collecting the money. We're doing it through GoFundMe. That's how it works. So unless we raise our goal, nobody's money is collected.
I see. Nobody's money comes in. Okay. Thank you for clearing that up, because I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people may not have known that. So unless we reach our goal, your dollar, you may not even have to spend it.
Exactly.
If only like 1,500 people say, I'll give you a dollar, then we're not close to, and our goal is what?
8,000
or 8,000.
But ideally, 10,000. 10,000 is like a nice round goal. This way, you know, we can get the best location in Los Angeles so that people in LA are visiting can stop by our billboard. I want actual photos of podcast listeners and visitors or just people that hate me or anybody taking photos of this stupid billboard. We will record a podcast at the billboard if we're lucky enough to get the billboard. You know, if we get a lot of like negative press, like, oh, look at these losers, I'd be happy with that. So I just want press. So negative press for me is still a win. So if somebody wants to like tweet this to like every media outlet, be like, Perez Hilton is asking for money.
What he's doing.
Can you believe he's asking for money? That's so cheap of him. I'd be happy with a few of those articles, and then maybe I would stop. Okay. Or maybe I would. I'm not committing to stopping. I really want a billboard.
Yeah, I think it would be great. I think it'd be funny, and let's do it.
All right.
PerezBillboard.com.
Maybe people from Brazil will donate a lot of money, because I'm really popular in Brazil right now.
You seem to be. Yeah.
I pissed off an entire country. Oh my God.
Whoops.
I pissed them off even more because I found it hilarious that they were pissed off. Let me explain what happened. Okay. Originally, there was this character that went viral on the internet called Babadook. Basically, it's this character from, I think, like a horror movie that for some reason or another went viral around gay pride, and Babadook turned into like this gay pride symbol. Totally okay. bizarre. I have no idea how it happened. The internet is just wacky like that. Mm-hmm. Well, shortly after the Babadook went viral, his shelf life was not very long, and this other character went viral called Kuka, which is this Brazilian character of like an alligator in a woman's wig, and that's Kuka. So originally, I wanted to make Babadook 4th of July t-shirts. But then somebody on my team said, no, you can't do that because the Babadook is based on a movie. I'm like, oh, damn it, I can't do that. So then I said, well, let's do Kuka ones. And they're like, well, actually, Kuka is just based on an old folk tale, folklore. I'm like, all right.
Nice. It's not trademarked.
Yeah, Kuka. Let's do Kuka. So after I announced I'm selling my Kuka t-shirt, crazier than when I complimented the Korean boy band. Okay. That one still just makes me laugh too.
That one's funny too.
I know. I complimented a Korean boy band and people
well,
are like,
listen, I've got one for you later. Remind me to bring it up, but continue.
I'm not going
to
remind you. Don't forget. Anyways. So people were like saying, how dare you? This is trademarked. This is copyrighted. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, well, A, it's based on a folklore. And B, if you're claiming it is copywritten, the books that you claim they're copywritten from were written like forever ago. And mm-hmm. like, at least in America, like copyright's only what, like 50 years or something like that? Like, I forget the exact
number. I don't even know if it's that long, but yeah, it's something like that.
Whatever. Anyways, I'm totally protected just by parody and satire alone, okay? Commentary. Like, I'm safe. People were claiming I was cultural appropriation, a fucking alligator. And it made me laugh so much. And I think it upset people that I found it right. so funny. And I'm like, I don't care. And this is the difference between me and somebody else. Like when somebody else sees that people are really upset at them, like they'll either apologize instantly.
But you get your gas can out.
Oh, totally. I'm like, oh my God, I got to retweet every single one of these. And I was in heaven for 2 days. I was trending all over the place. Like I was on the news in Brazil. Like not even on like it went from,
that's amazing.
It went from Twitter to real life, like on the actual news in TV, on TV and in newspapers, like everywhere. Like I was all over Brazil.
Bottom line is we're not gonna be raising any money out of Brazil. No. Is that what you're saying?
No. There's some really rich people in Brazil. Brazil has some of the wealthiest people.
Yeah, but
on
it
the
sounds world. Like they hate you, is my point.
No, but also there's not everybody. And there's maybe some really amazing people in Brazil with a great sense of humor who right. laugh at all the people overreacting.
I think it's funny. I don't get what the problem is, but I don't know. Like that crocodile means nothing to me. It may mean something to the people of that country.
Like let's say it means just fucking Mickey Mouse.
Well, I'm saying it could mean more than that is what I'm saying. It could be like taking some sort of, I'm trying to think of an equivalent in the United States. Oh, Uncle Sam, like taking Uncle Sam and you trying to make some money off of Uncle Sam.
People do all the time.
I'm sure people do. You're probably right. But I'm just trying to see their side of it. Wait, I don't get their side of it because you said it's an alligator with a wig. So I don't really get it.
I should do something with Uncle Sam and maybe I could piss off people in America.
I don't think they'll care.
What could I do that's offensive? No, I don't
think about it tomorrow. Let's get to the show. Come on.
Anyways. I want to touch on cultural appropriation again later on in the podcast because I want to talk about...
Oh, God, I can't wait.
Well, I want to talk about Bruno Mars and something really interesting that I observed, but that's to come, so stay tuned. You won't want to miss it, and I'm only going to like hit you up for money on the Billboard maybe a couple more times. No, I'm only kidding. Well, I did it off the top. I don't need to be super obnoxious, but...
No, we don't have to do that again.
No.
Well, here's what I wanted to remind you of. So I was in Nashville for the past day and a half.
Yeah, yeah.
And I sat down with Shania Twain first.
Okay.
Shania's people are pissed at you.
They are? Which, why?
Yeah, which was very uncomfortable for me.
Well, why were they pissed at me?
You went on this podcast and they heard it
and
you said you liked the country song,
yeah,
but you didn't like the pop songs at all.
No, I didn't say that. All I said was I liked the country songs more and I said that and I stand by that. But I didn't say I disliked the other ones.
All I'm telling you is what happened.
What happened?
they were like, make sure when you go in there that you don't mention that you work on the podcast with Perez, because apparently what he said was pretty upsetting to some of the people.
What did I fucking say?
Her camp. I recall you liking it.
Yes.
But I recall you saying something about you didn't like the pop songs. I know. Or you like the country songs more.
Well, that's the big difference between saying I didn't like the pop songs. I like them. All I said was I like the country songs more.
I thought we shoved it out there that we promoted the show, that we heard the new Shania, and we loved the new Shania. And
yeah.
Listen, I have the whole album now. I've heard all 16 tracks. I know what the really good songs are. We talked about them, but it just made it real uncomfortable when I walked into the door. I'm like, oh man, Perez is getting me in trouble.
No, I'm pissed. That's
go
bullshit.
Back and now, listen to what you
I
said.
I don't know. I don't need to. I vividly remember everything I said and on the podcast. I said it reminded me of Madonna's Ray of Light. I said I liked all the songs I heard and I liked the country, or even if I used but, it doesn't make anything. I like them all, but I like the country songs more. I stand behind that. That's not saying the pop songs were bad. That's just saying I like the country songs more. It reminds me of what I love about Shania.
Not arguing with you.
I want a fucking apology. You talk to whomever.
There was what, an apology to who? To me?
To me. No, to
they
me.
Only said it to me.
Well, I want an apology.
They said, just make sure you don't mention you're on the podcast because Perez wasn't very flattering.
That's bullshit. I fucking was.
I'm once again not arguing with you. I'm just telling you what they said.
I even made a lip sync video when her song came out. Dancing
They're probably
and
pissed
singing.
About that.
Listen, if I say shit,
calm
I stand.
Down.
No, I'm not calming down. If I say shit, I stand behind everything I say always. Okay. Mm-hmm. I stand behind everything I say because I don't, unlike you, whom I sometimes doubt what you say. Like, sometimes I do think you say shit just to be different from me. Mm. I don't say shit just to be different from you. I truly believe 1,000% everything I say. And I do not, I didn't say a single fucking negative thing about the Shania Twain album. And it upsets me that in that moment, you did not defend me because you fucking edit the show.
I did defend you. I said, I don't recall him saying anything negative as a matter
Good.
Of fact. My takeaway was it that he really liked
yes.
the album. I do recall you saying something. There was a but, though.
Yeah.
With anybody, they only hear the but. You know what I mean? You could say 99 great things and you say one negative thing. That's the thing that people remember. That's just human nature.
I'm genuinely upset. It would have been one thing if I said this. I didn't like the pop songs, but I love the country songs. I didn't say that. I said, I like the pop songs, but I like the country songs more. There's nothing wrong with saying that. There's nothing okay. negative. It okay. doesn't mean I dislike the pop songs. That's bullshit. Let's move on. Speaking of, you interviewed DJ Khaled.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I listened to the interview because you teased that you asked him my question, was he has made it in my mind. He's got the key. He's successful, yet he still shouts out his name over and over and over again in his songs and also says another one and all this stuff. Like, to me, he's like more than beating a dead horse. Like, he's beaten like a whole slew of dead horses. Like,
and when you listen to the album, I will add on to this. It's impossible to listen to the album because it is that over and over. It's every track. It's not some tracks. It's every track. So every track's another one. DJ Khaled. It's a hard listen because it sounds like you're listening to the same song over and over because of the repetitiveness of it.
I was very surprised that you asked that question fairly early on in your interview. Because usually, like, I have a question when I'm interviewing somebody that, like, could potentially be perceived as a negative question or piss somebody off. I'll wait till, like, the 70% sure. mark. But you asked it about the 30% into your interview, which I was impressed with.
I couched it in a very nice way.
You totally did. You literally said, this is coming from a place of love.
I did. I set it up. I was being objective. And I think your critique was objective. I think that's an objective, solid point that you make about his music. He has made it. The way you summarized it, look, you got the keys. It's time to move on from that. You're on to a string of hits now where it's over and over, and it's tiresome. I think it's an objective critique, and the way I set it up was like that.
Yeah.
I have Demi Lovato tomorrow.
Oh, don't mention me. Do not mention me.
Now, that's one I shouldn't mention you on, right?
That one, definitely do not mention me.
Like, I should go in like, my name is Craig Brooker. like, literally change my name for this interview.
Oh, God.
I've never had anything negative to say about her. I think I'm okay, but it's maybe guilty by association with you.
Oops. Sorry.
No, that's funny. On this one, you're like, yeah, don't mention me.
Yeah, no, yeah. You see, I'm objective. Okay, I can be objective about myself.
I'm sorry you're upset about it. You shouldn't be.
I am.
You need to step back from it one step and say, people really care about what I think. That's all. That's what you need to take away
from it. Yeah, and I said all positive things.
You're adding on to it. Just stop at what I said. People really care about what I think, to the point of that they took any little morsel of something that wasn't perfect for them and they...
What was that?
I don't really know what it was either. That you liked the pop songs better than the country, or the country songs better than the rock songs, or the fact that it won't sell what it used to sell. I don't know what they could have taken. But
that's not a diss.
They didn't say it was bad. They just didn't seemed to think it was perfect. They wanted perfect.
Whatever. If I did, then hopefully my podcast listeners, our podcast listeners, will tweet us.
In this case, it's your podcast.
You asshole.
Right now, it's all yours.
Yeah. Hopefully our podcast listeners will tweet me exactly what I said that could be even the least bit objectionable. Because everything I said, I would also say about Madonna. And Madonna's my number one of all time. Like, I would say, oh, Madonna's not going to get a hit on pop radio. I said that about Shania. I would say, oh, Madonna's not going to sell what she used to, because she's not. And I would tell all this to Madonna's face. And you know what? That's not an insult. That's just being honest.
Well, some people can't handle honesty, Perez. And that's it. That's all. I mean, that's the bottom line. Especially when it's your team around you that rah-rah you to death. That's all. I wouldn't look into it any more than that.
Maybe that's it. Maybe they're upset that I said there's no way this is gonna sell like her last albums did, because it's maybe not. It's not.
Look, Garth Brooks isn't either. Garth Brooks is the best-selling American solo artist of all time. His new album is not gonna sell what the old one used to. It's just not. It's just a different day, you know? Shania's the number one female selling country artist of all time. There's no way she's gonna beat her own records. It's a new day. So...
Anyways,
don't think too much about it.
Anyways, I need to cleanse my palate, all right?
You really do.
I have to give a huge shout out to my friend Tom Dangora. I don't even know if he's listening, but thank you, Tom. I love you, Tom. He hooked me up with tickets to go see War Paint, the musical, which I loved. If you are in New York City or coming to New York City, I highly recommend it. It is about these two icons of beauty, Estee Lauder and Helena Rubinstein. And it stars Christine Ebersole and theater legend Patti LuPone. And I don't use that word legend lightly. Patti LuPone has been in countless Broadway musicals, as well as movies and TV shows. From most recently American Horror Story to Life Goes On, Pennywise, et cetera, et cetera. She was the original Evita. She is a true icon and royalty of the Great White Way. And she was amazing. And I was so thankful to be there, especially because, well, I got to see Patti LuPone in Gypsy. And that was a role that she won the Tony for. And she was sensational in that. It was great to not just see her singing her face off, which I had done in Cabaret, but also like really acting. Like, some people are better at one thing over the other. But Patti LuPone is such a great
Facebook
singer.
Live.
And such a great actress. No, I'm mentioning
Facebook
it on the
Live.
Podcast because I got free tickets.
Mentioning is what you did at the beginning. This is the minutia of
Well, it's boring to you. Our listeners...
No, it's boring to a lot of fucking people.
Not
too.
To the majority of our listeners.
Majority of our listeners have never heard of Patti LuPone
That's
in their lives.
That's not true at
yeah,
all.
That's true.
No.
Yeah. Broadway geeks, yes. Most normal people, no.
She's done much more than just Broadway. She's done a ton of TV and films.
Okay, I believe you. Next topic.
So back to Patti LuPone. I got to see her after the show, and she was so lovely, and she was so excited that I took my mom to see the show, and I love you, Patti. Let's get into some of this, like, Bachelor in Paradise crap. Finally, okay, the guy that was in the center of all this controversy, DeMario Jackson, has spoken out in depth about what happened. And normally I would just summarize what happened, but his words are just so colorful. I feel like I need to quote him verbatim.
Okay.
I get out of the pool and I have my legs in the pool and I'm just hanging out. Pause. They're naked. Continue. This is when she gets out of the pool and puts her lady parts right on my face. I don't know if I can say it. She straddled me, like put her literally smack dab right there. I'm like, oh shit. You watched previous seasons of this, right?
No, I don't like The Bachelor in Paradise. I know what it's about, but I can't watch it.
Wait, so you've never seen The Bachelor in Paradise?
I've stared at it a couple of times in passing, but no, it's not a show that I watch, no. I call it Whore Island. I don't like it. It's a dumb show.
Okay, well, what I want to know is, like, I always assumed.
Have people hooked up on it before? 100%.
Hooking up is one thing. Like, making out with somebody, like, yeah, everybody does that.
No, I mean, I think people are, like, stone cold doing it.
I always assumed on reality TV that when people were doing it, they were faking it. But this guy is saying that this woman put her right in his face. And like, that was shocking to me.
It's Whore Island. That's what they do. These people go there to really seriously hook up. It's a step away from porno. I'm surprised it's on TV.
Well,
you know, they don't show the graphic parts of that or get near it. But these guys, they're there to get laid.
And,
you know, I mean, the girls, too. I shouldn't just say the guys. I mean, everyone. They're there to get laid. They know what the show's about.
And I'm surprised that it's on ABC.
It's a network show. That's why I kept saying it would be canceled. I still believe it's going to be canceled after this season. I believe it with all of my heart.
That was very interesting, just his detailing of it all. Anyways, as a result of all of this, the producers are now definitely going to be limiting the alcohol intake. And that's not the funniest part. Producers need to sign off on sex. So if you're going to have sexy time, you need to get permission.
Wow.
Speaking of sex, this is just so wild to me. It's almost too wild that they've now amended it. Originally, a rep, an official spokesperson for Bill Cosby, said that he was going to be holding town halls to teach men how to avoid sexual assault allegations. You can't make this up.
It's like OJ having a class to tell you how to get away with killing your wife. He wrote that book. If I was to do it, this is how I would do it.
Oh, God, I forgot about that.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's crazy.
That's crazy. Well, now, literally this evening before recording, Bill Cosby released a new statement telling people not to believe that false propaganda.
Oh, good.
Did he forget that it came from his own people? I just still am in shock over everything. Like, I'm in shock that he got a mistrial and not guilty. But actually, I'm not. Because since then, some jurors have spoken out and some people are just not going to convict fucking Bill Cosby because he's Bill Cosby. And that's basically what they said in not so many words. It's just sad and gross.
It's alarming.
And also alarming, we missed this last week because it happened afterwards. There was all that Johnny Depp controversy over making fun of killing the president. Now, I need to repeat myself. I more than dislike this president, but I'm not going to
joke. Kidding.
I'm not going to joke about killing him. Like, I'll joke about, like, farting in his face. That's funny. But doing more, I'm still shocked people are still doing it. And I don't understand why he did it, because Johnny Depp is not Kathy Griffin. He don't need the publicity. She's been out of the spotlight, let's say, more so than he. Anyways, whatever. He ended up apologizing. It just surprised me that he did that. Speaking of Kathy Griffin, though, I wouldn't say it's a scoop, but she's, I think, kind of like broken her silence following her scandal with Donald Trump to me. She broke her silence to me. I posted this photo of Kathy Griffin on my Instagram crying. I put it as one of my "this is how I feel right now" posts. And she said in a comment to that photo, "I've totally felt that way, but not anymore. I just thought that was fun.
Huh, interesting. Yeah. That is interesting.
Man, she's moved on. Also, on Sunday were the BET Awards. Did you watch that?
No, I did not.
Well, I watched it fast. Like, and not paying the most close attention to it. There is one thing that really stood out for me. This performance, even though it had technical malfunction at the beginning, I think it was not her fault. Like, once they recovered from that, I think it might have been just like a screen that didn't go up. Anyways, SZA, have you heard of her before?
No.
So good. Totally am like going to be downloading her album and adding it to my playlist. I think she gave the best performance of the night. It's S-Z-A, SZA.
SZA.
And then also Bruno Mars is always amazing. And speaking of Bruno Mars, I find this really interesting. There has been some chatter, not very loud, but some discourse over Bruno Mars appropriating Black culture. And some in the Black community upset with that, especially because Bruno Mars is not Black himself. He is Puerto Rican and Filipino. Mm-hmm. But what's interesting is that once that that dialogue started, it was drowned out by way more people defending Bruno Mars. And what I found interesting is that Justin Timberlake gets called out a lot for cultural appropriation, but he doesn't get the free pass, or he doesn't get defended in the same way that Bruno does.
I don't find that odd, because Puerto Rican...
Filipino.
Let's just stick with the Puerto Rican side of him. I would say the Puerto Rican culture isn't that far off from Black culture. Maybe Filipino, yes. Could it be? Sure. I could see a parallel in Black culture and Puerto Rican culture. And if that's what they're talking about, if that's, you know, if he's talking about that, I guess, culturally, I would think Black and Puerto Rican, probably not that far off.
Okay, I guess. I mean, if I want to wear a Hawaiian shirt, I'm going to wear a Hawaiian shirt. And I don't want people upset that I'm appropriating Hawaiian culture.
But if you wore an Indian headdress, then, you know, they're like, wait a minute, that has religious connotations to it and this and that. It's different, you know, but Hawaiian shirt. So what is Bruno doing that is appropriating Black people? That's what I don't get.
So you would be upset with a Native American headdress?
Personally, wouldn't be upset. But I mean, I could understand why a Native American would be upset. If somebody wants to wear that, I would say, oh, it's not really in good taste. Look, what other people do, you know, it doesn't really upset me. I don't get too fired up about it.
In more music related news, I need to stand up for this girl because I know her. She's a nice girl. And also, she too often gets accused of cultural appropriation. Iggy Azalea, I'm talking about. First of all, like, there's several layers to this conversation. Like, some people are of the school of thought that if you're white, you shouldn't be rapping. I say that's bullshit.
Of course it is. You're going to tell Eminem he can't rap?
Yeah, let's be honest. Also, some people are rapping because they love music and are passionate about music and are artists, but they can't fucking sing. So, like, I can't sing, so let me rap. I bet you if Iggy Azalea could sing her face off like Celine Dion, she would have been a singer and not a rapper. But she can't sing her face off, so she's a rapper, okay?
It's weird when people tell you what art forms you should be able to do and what you shouldn't be able to do as art forms.
Yeah.
And that's all rap is. It's an art form.
Well, there's a lot of people that say she shouldn't be rapping, and then she's because she's from Australia and this and that and the other. And I'm like, you know what? Like,
a lot of people say a lot of things. I just tune them out. I think a lot of people are really freaking dumb.
And it also makes me sad that so many artists shit on Iggy Azalea.
That is weird.
The latest one is Halsey. In a new interview, Halsey was talking about working with one of the D-bags from Migos. And she defends her collaboration with Migos, the guy from Migos, Quavo. She says, I think he's misunderstood, blah, blah, blah. Then she goes on to say, there's a lot of people I wouldn't put on my record. Iggy Azalea, absolutely not. She had a complete disregard for Black culture. Fucking moron. I watched her career dissolve and it fascinated me. That's way more than harsh. Like, that's straight up cruel. Did she have to call her a fucking moron? Like, that fucking pissed me off. Like, I liked Halsey a lot. And this statement from her makes me not like her. Like, that's even worse than mean girl. Like, that's cruel. Like, there's mean and cruel, and that's just unnecessary. And it's not classy. It makes her look like trash. Halsey is trash right now. And wow, this is, geez. And this is from somebody who herself, she wrote a song about hating Taylor Swift eons ago, back when she was a fangirl on Tumblr. For being somebody that has mental health issues and gets a lot of criticism on social media, I would have expected more from Halsey. So now if people are mean to her, you know, I would say she put that out there. So she needs to be prepared for people saying she's trash.
I don't think it's very nice.
Celine Dion would never say that.
And she is the moral compass of the world.
She is. She could have just said, oh, she had a total disregard for Black culture. Okay, I get that. That's your opinion. But did you have to say she's a fucking moron?
You know, you're kind of a hypocrite because you're calling her fucking trash now.
Yeah, I am.
So just as long as you know it.
Oh, yeah. I'm not a hypocrite. You see that. I'm not a hypocrite.
No, you are, because you're calling her a name as well.
Yeah, but I'm not her peer. She's talking about one of her peers.
You're human beings.
If somebody's calling somebody else a fucking moron, that's maybe she's not trash, but she's trashy. She's trashy as fuck. That's trashy as fuck. But if you're if you're trashy as fuck, like, you're trash. Isn't that accurate?
Somewhat.
All right. Maybe.
I just want you to choose your words a little better.
Maybe.
Because you're going to get in trouble for this.
Maybe I was a little too harsh. Maybe I was a little too Halsey on Halsey.
I think it all stems from Shania Twain. I got you off on the wrong foot tonight.
All right. Halsey is not trash, but she's trashy as fuck. Let me break it down for you. Because this is why I feel so strongly about it. A, she stated her opinion. I get that. Then she followed up her opinion with a really awful insult, calling her a fucking moron. Then she also revealed that she took pleasure in watching her career fail. Like, there's just so many layers of awfulness there.
You have a point.
Whatever. To her credit, boom, Iggy Azalea responded back. So classy. I am so team Iggy on this. Iggy Azalea, when asked about what Halsey had to say, responded thusly. It's a bit weird to bring someone up in an interview that you weren't asked about. I don't know her. I've never met her or interacted with her in any capacity. So I thought it was a bit of a strange thing to kind of throw that out there. But she's young. And, you know, I hope that she kind of learns maybe to be a bit less judgmental when she's kind of in the same shoes. I'm sure she's getting judged all the time as well by people who don't really know her. So I think maybe it will be good for her to try to be a little more empathetic to other people that are in the same situation. I think she got asked a question and she felt uncomfortable with, for whatever reason, she brought me up and it felt like it was a good deflection. I don't think it worked. I don't really think I had anything to do with it. It was a weird thing to bring me into. So classy. And also said from a place of love, or not even from a, not, there's, it wasn't said in a catty, it was just, it was the perfect response.
She gave her respect when she didn't have to.
Yeah. She gave her empathy. And that's empathy. What she was saying that she should consider having.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I called you trash, Halsey.
I was going to edit it out, but now I'm not.
Nah, keep it in. I stand by it. I just apologize.
I'm
not apologizing to the Shania people. I stand by that.
Well, I'm cutting that.
God damn it.
I was puzzled by the whole thing myself. Like, look, Perez Hilton, believe it or not, has a negative connotation to it sometimes.
Okay? But I'm a fucking huge Shania fan. I've seen her in concert many times. I went to her fucking listening session.
Brother, I'm with you. I'm with you. I really am. I went back on it twice saying, I don't recall him saying anything at all that was negative. But, you know, we listened back to it. Okay, the sales thing, maybe. You're not incorrect. I'll back you on that. No one's going to sell what anyone used to sell. That's just facts.
Yeah.
And by saying you like the particular type of her music better than another kind of it. I mean, that's not necessarily negative. It's not positive either.
It is positive.
It's just your opinion.
Whatever. Anyways, let's move on. Let's move on.
It's like saying you like chocolate better than vanilla. It's all it means. You know.
Let's move on. I haven't mentioned PerezBillboard.com in the last 30 minutes or so.
Don't worry. They're fine with that. Keep going. Okay. Keep going.
You know what? It just dawned on me, the new Fifth Harmony single has flopped.
Yeah.
Down. It's a dud. It's dead.
Yeah. I kept this from you and I probably should.
What do you mean you kept
it? I got into my own little beef with Fifth Harmony and somehow it slipped.
What do you mean?
It slipped between your little web fingers, and I don't know how it happened. I was shocked that the Perez inner web fingers would have caught this beef that I had a few weeks ago. Because as you recall, I'm just full of all kinds of information tonight. As you may recall, I told you I was interviewing Fifth Harmony.
No, I don't recall.
Well, okay. Well, I interviewed Fifth Harmony.
Okay,
For the radio station, okay? So
this is the best part of the show. I did it. Fuck.
So during the interview, oh crap, what's the, give me the
Lauren?
Girl's name. Lauren, thank you.
I knew
Lauren.
It had to be something with her. She's the feistiest one. It's always one. Lauren. Yes.
Yeah, which I had no problem with. She had said something like, I asked a question and she said, I don't know, your mother would know or something like she kind of snapped back at me. The fans were really upset that I asked about Camilla. I said, listen, the group has obviously had some changes. You're minus a member than you used to be. Some sort of question like that. Well, the fans got all upset that I even brought her up. And I'm like, look, that's just an interviewer's question. So they dug up all of the tweets and anything that I've ever said about Fifth Harmony. And as you recall, you and I talked about Fifth Harmony. And my words were, I think there's one star of this group and her name is Camila Cabello. Okay? So I tweeted that, which I didn't even know that I tweeted that. Oh my God. Their fans got a hold of it. They started spreading it around.
Oh.
And I'm like, I'm sorry, but I'm not incorrect.
Ooh.
I just said I thought there would be one breakout star. And I was right. There was one person to leave the group. So far, she is the breakout star. I'm sorry to say. It's a fact. And that was just my opinion.
You got to taste.
The other girls.
You got to taste of what it's like to be Perez Hilton.
Perez. I got a whooping. It was the worst. I hated it. Oh, I just deleted everything. I was just like, delete, delete, delete. And then there was somebody that had a screenshot of me saying it.
Wait, you
and
deleted your old tweets?
Yeah.
You pussy. I was like, you fucking pussy. God.
Because I just didn't want to get into it. Because unlike you, I do have a job that I have to report
what a
to.
Pussy.
I have to interview like Demi Lovato. I have to interview her tomorrow.
Oh, God. And you best be deleting some tweets.
Well, I didn't say anything negative. Not me. I didn't say anything negative. Demi.
I'm going to have to.
I always talk about how big her voice
let
is.
Let me see. I'm going to do a quick search. Chris Booker,
Demi
Lovato.
Oh, Jesus, please don't. Because I'll be busy all night. Please, you're going to get me into more work than I don't want to do.
Dee Lovato. Let me see here. You should be ashamed of yours. Oh my God. Totally. In July of 2016, allegedly, we said something questionable about Demi Lovato.
You did, not me.
No.
I never
this
did.
This is what the... Oh my God. And also in October of 2016. Oh my God. You're going to have to do a lot of deleting. Anyway. Wait. So you asked about Camilla and she said your mom would know?
I don't know. I can't remember. She snapped back with something, but it wasn't to the Camilla question.
Oh.
It was to a later question. Their fans were like, she ended him. And I'm sitting there reading these tweets. Like, I'm like, yeah, I'm so ended over here over this. You 12-year-old morons. So I don't want to take it any further. I will just say, you're right, Down isn't doing that well. We'll just keep it at that.
I'll say it's flopping. It's flopping.
Okay. Yeah, you have no problem with this. I have a job I have to report to.
But I also said...
I've got to interview these people. They could just hate you from afar. I still have to talk to them.
But when the song came out, I said I liked it and I still like it. My only critique was it sounded a lot like Work From Home. And I still stand by that.
Work, work, work. Down, down, down. I mean, yeah, it's the same formula.
Yeah, it hasn't worked this time. Like, the song isn't even in the top 100 on iTunes, even though we can't totally go by iTunes anymore. But just by comparison, the Camilla song is number 31 on iTunes. And FYI, Camila Cabello is opening for Bruno Mars on tour. That is a good look for her.
That's a great pairing.
She needs to get her live show tight as fuck. Like, it needs to be super solid because that is a great opportunity to impress people.
I'll tell you this. The Camila fans, however, now they love me. They think I'm the best. It's just the Fifth Harmony fans. Ooh, we've got beef, apparently.
You know what I want from Camila that, like, hopefully she has on the rest of the album? Like, she had been hyping that these songs that she was working on were really personal and they were going to bring up her. They were going to feel like her, like, she's Cuban and also Mexican and grew up in South Florida, blah, blah, blah. And her first two songs are generic as fuck. Not bad, just not like...
Not bad, but you're right. Well, I can't wait to hear what she really sounds like because I think you nailed it the first time we talked about it when you said, look, it's a Sia song.
Yeah.
It sounds like a Sia song. It doesn't sound like... I don't feel like I'm any closer to Camila Cabello. I need the next song. I need to figure out who she is, because I don't know yet. I like what I've seen so far, but I still don't know what she is.
Yeah, yeah. Some more music-related news. Oh my God, Katy Perry knows how to pick them. According to reports, she is now hooking up. I'm not even saying dating, but hooking up with Chris Martin. The two of them got very cozy together at the Glastonbury Music Festival in the UK.
Wow.
Yeah, holding hands and everything.
Boy, that guy gets some action, doesn't he?
Jennifer Lawrence, her, married to Gwyneth Paltrow. Yeah. Also at Glastonbury was Brad Pitt with Sienna Miller. That's an interesting pairing as well.
Interesting.
Yeah. Also, speaking of relationships, Rihanna's got herself a new man. She was spotted swapping spit with a hot young thang in Spain. The new man is Naomi Campbell's ex.
Really?
And that might explain the feud between Naomi Campbell and Rihanna. Naomi Campbell was on Watch What Happens Live earlier this year and totally threw major shade at Rihanna.
Huh.
You know, Naomi's acting now. And when Andy Cohen asked her if there was a feud between her and Rihanna, she said, oh, no, there's no feud. Wink, wink. Like, totally, there's a feud, whatever. Anyways.
Yeah. Naomi was on Empire. She was pretty good.
I never watched, but I like her.
Yeah, she was pretty good. I was shocked. She did a nice job.
Lionel Richie, according to reports, the new judge on American Idol. I'm totally into that one. I think they should have gone all vintage artists. Like, I think it should have just been Lionel, Dolly Parton, Stevie Nicks, something like that. Like, but I'm not mad at the Katy Perry thing either. Also, the names of the Beyoncé twins are rumored going around the internet. I'm not saying these are the names. I believe one of them. The rumor names are Sean, as in Jay-Z's real name, Sean Carter, and B.
You ready, B? Let's go get them. It's Sean and B.
Yes.
Oh, I have great scoop on that. So one of my friends that I did her podcast, her best friend, who I also know, her sister went into labor the same time, was in the next room next to Beyonce. And apparently Beyonce, when she had the kids the next day, she was out walking the hallways. Apparently she had like a nude colored suit on. She was wearing a suit and she also had a face mask on and she was walking through the hallway.
With a face mask on? Wait. Like one of those things that people wear to the airport, like if they're getting sick?
To the airport. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Huh. That's weird.
A little bit of a scoop.
I like it. From Beyonce to Mariah Carey, we're just running through these little tidbits, little nuggets of fun. According to both Will Ferrell and Cedric Yarbrough, Mariah Carey was, quote, borderline abusive while making a cameo that ended up getting cut out from this upcoming Will Ferrell movie. And I could go into it, but like, Mariah is not worth my time right now. It just, it made me sad though to read it. There's fun diva, and then there's like making people feel like shit diva. Like, yeah. I like fun diva. Like, I love glamour and, you know, a personal umbrella handler and all of that shit.
I've never heard of her.
Yeah, that's fun. But like treating a director of a movie like crap and making people overly stressed over unnecessary things, like, I'm not into that. That's douchey. Whatever. I don't even care that much. Like, I was going to talk about the John McEnroe comments about Serena Williams, but yeah, I don't give a shit. Although I do love the Serena Williams naked photo for Vanity Fair. That was hot.
I do too.
Hot. Yes,
the body issue just came out, by the way, for Sports Illustrated, and whoo, some hot stuff.
But that's not what Serena was in. That was another thing.
No, she was like Vanity Fair. Naked, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Also, Kim Kardashian is not over yet. She sold over $15 million of crappy contour kits in 3 hours.
That's a number that somebody threw out there that everybody's reporting on. I don't believe it for 1 second.
You don't believe it?
No, man. People just throw these numbers out there to make you think that it could be real. Like, where's the proof? I want to see the receipts. I don't believe she made that much money in that amount of time. And I'm not saying I don't believe that she's not famous. I just believe that most of these numbers that we hear about makeup kits or clothing lines are completely fabricated to make you, the consumer, believe that, oh my God, everybody else is getting it. I gotta get it too. So I don't believe it, but that's just me.
And finally, I wanna end, let me think about this. No, I'm still really upset about the Shania thing. Like, I still stand by everything I said.
No, you don't need to be. I'm telling you, I blew it up. I made it bigger than it should have been.
Anyways.
You wanna take some calls?
I wanna end the fucking podcast on a shitty note.
Okay.
Did you see or read about that UFC fighter that shit herself while fighting?
I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often. Are you kidding me?
I loved it. Justine Kish tweeted about her poopy incident saying, I am a warrior and I will never quit. Hashtag shit happens. Ha ha, be back soon. That's like the best thing anyone could ever say after shitting themselves. Because you know what? We've all shit ourselves. I shit myself.
I've never shit myself.
Lie, you lie. It happens.
800-721-1185. If you want to leave a call, here we go.
How often do you shit yourself?
Hi, my name is Natalie. Booker, Perez, love you guys both. Listen to your podcast religiously.
But
I just wanted to make a comment, I guess you could say, in support of Booker's comments about Pride Month and Trump not doing anything on Twitter or saying anything. I totally support what he's saying. Trump, from the get-go, has never been genuine in his support of the gay community, of the Hispanic community. As a Colombian, I could care less if Trump types in a few characters on Twitter for Hispanic Awareness Month. It just doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is his actions, meeting with leaders of the gay community, of the Hispanic community, and making legitimate policies and changes in the world. Do I care if he makes or says anything on Twitter? No, because I wouldn't believe it anyway. So I totally feel you, Booker. And that's all. Love you guys.
It seems like all of the really smart people, they like me. Do you fall asleep?
No, I just don't agree.
Another call.
Perez, hey, Booker. I'm coming at y'all anonymously in case y'all were wondering if this was my real voice. I just wanted to tell y'all, love the podcast. You know, I'm a huge Jumpy fan. I just wanted to ask y'all.
He's saying that's his real voice, so don't mock him, you dick.
Really?
Your favorite celebrity couples were at the moment? Perez, I know you said Brad and Angelina were your faves. They were mine too.
Not his real voice.
At the top said, this is my real
voice. That's not his real voice.
That's his real voice. Not, why don't you think that's his real
voice?
You
think that's his...
He's asking a real question. Yes, of course I think that's his real voice. He has a very deep voice.
Not even deep, it just sounds computery.
The iconic Hollywood couple. Yeah, I just miss those iconic couples like Johnny Depp and Winona Ryder.
I can't even listen to the question because now I'm just listening to his voice. Are there any iconic couples that you love out there right now?
Oh, God, now I feel bad. I wasn't making fun of his voice. That's a really special voice. Of course, Jay-Z and Beyonce, they're the most iconic couple.
Another call.
Hey, guys. I have a suggestion and a question. Okay, so my suggestion is, in terms of trying to promote the podcast, why don't you, Perez, find, like, some fame-thirsty star star who want some attention and give them some attention on your website in exchange for some publicity on their social media. But my question is about Taylor Swift. Sometime last year, you mentioned that backstage you told her to not release any more singles after Bad Blood, and you never told us how she reacted to that. And I was just wondering, since you're not a musician, did she act like she was going to take your advice, or was she kind of giving you some weird look like, why are you giving me advice considering you're not a musician? Or, you know, how did she act to it, basically, I guess is my question. All right, thank you.
Number one, we need to cut the message down to, you have 1 minute to leave your message.
That was a very smart caller leaving a very smart
great question.
He gave us advice first. Jeez, you ungrateful person.
Was that good advice?
Yes, it was, but I don't want to do it. He wants us to have reality TV losers on, and I don't want to do that. Okay. It works, but I'd rather grow it slower and genuinely be into and enjoy every moment. Do I want to fucking talk to one of these lamos from Vanderpump Rules? No, you can do it on your own and add it to the podcast as like bonus material, but I'm not joining you on that. Like, I don't know.
I want to do Stassi's podcast.
Join her. She's got a podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Have you listened to it?
No, of course not. What are you, nuts?
I don't even know. I could not pick her out of a lineup if...
Oh, she's a hot one.
I have no idea what she looks like. Whatever. Anyways, she, I think, took it the right way, which was just for me. Like, I just said that, like, I wanted her to go up on top. And Bad Blood was like, what was the order single? It was Shake It Off. It was Blank Space.
Style. Style was second.
No, Style was third. There we go. It was Shake It Off, Blank Space, Style, and Bad Blood. Up until Bad Blood, everything was like from one high to another, like note for note, flawlessly executed album cycle campaign, everything. And then also, like, it would have been towards the end of her tour. And I just wanted her to have time off to make people miss her, and so that she could have been able to release a new album.
Told us all this. Answer the question. So did she say anything? Or
yeah, she said she was going to release more singles. And she did.
So she clearly didn't listen to you.
No, she heard me, but she had already decided what she was going
to
do.
Right. Let's leave. Let's go to goddamn bed. I've got to prepare for Demi Lovato tomorrow, and I have no damn idea what I'm going to ask.
Let me give you some questions right now.
No.
No. Let me give you some questions before you go.
Okay. I think you're setting me up to fail.
I'm not. Take them as you want. All right, Demi. I would say you've been very vocal about many issues close to your heart. Like, what is the one thing that you want to bring the most awareness to right now? There we go. That's a safe way about putting it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That will be my last question of the interview.
That's boring as the last question.
I got to go. 800-721-1185, PerezBillboard.com. Let's get your dollars.
Baby. Yes. I think by next week, we'll have raised $300.
I'm going to go under.
I mean... Maybe when we get even more. I don't know, I think
this may be a bad idea.
I know we have some very wealthy listeners. I know that.
You think
for
we
sure.
do?
Oh yes, because they tell me.
Oh, I don't. Okay.
Come on,
yeah?
Rich friends of mine, help your cheap ass motherfucking friend out.
Yeah.
Come on.
$1. Come on, people.
Or $100.
PerezBillboard.com. We're done. Goodbye.
See ya.
See ya.